This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1440. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 23rd, new webcasts from Falkland Islands and Northeast Georgia, more holiday specials and changes for 2009, new frequencies from Romania, Albania, Ethiopia, New Zealand, Toronto, news from at least three stands, and the propagation outlook. We can only dream about hearing shortwave broadcasts from the Falkland Islands, mainly because they've not existed for many years, and it's also quite difficult to hear Falklands on medium wave. But now they've finally started webcasting. According to Andy Sennett, Media Network, as of December 23rd, he saw a message on the Digital Spy website saying that the Falkland Islands radio service had started internet webcasts for 6 hours a day, that is, starting at 1000 UT. Apparently it's an off-air pickup from medium wave or FM, judging from the quality, and it's somewhat intermittent. Furthermore, there was no link to it from their own website, at least not yet. You should read the article at the Media Network blog for the link and further discussion. From the Earl, we can tell you that Abacast is involved. Now some Brazilian news. Rádio Nacional da Amazônia, which has very powerful signals on 6185 and 11780. Nevertheless, is about to install some new transmitters. Now the one on 11780 has been putting out some spurs, but other than that, it seems to be in good condition. There was a report in the Radio Escutas group from Lucio Heiser in Brasilia that they are buying 250-kilowatt transmitters in February. It'll take a while longer to get them installed. I guess they're showing their commitment to shortwave and replacing old transmitters with new ones. Furthermore, they're going to resume 600 kilowatts from Brasilia on medium wave 980. Perhaps that will be in 2010. In the Rádio Escutas group, Roland Zermeli reported on December 18th that the National Observatory time signals on 10 megahertz are actually on 10,000 kilohertz now. They had been 1 kilohertz low. However, the 60 hertz hum continues somewhat diminished. Another Brazilian station back on frequency is Rádio Cultura Brasil in São Paulo, actually transmitting on 9615 and perfectly audible, says Edison Bocorni Jr. in the Rádio Escutas group. That's the one that had been bouncing all over the 31-meter band, and it remains to be seen if it's actually going to stick to where it's supposed to be, 9615. Another Brazilian station, which has been putting out spurs on the 25-meter band, has been fine. That's Rádio Globo de São Paulo. Wait a minute, Rádio Globo de São Paulo is supposed to be on 6120, while it's Globo do Rio de Janeiro on 11805. The fine is reported in an official document from Lucio Heiser in Brasilia on the Rádio Escutas group. They're fined for being off frequency, that is, infringing technical norms. It doesn't go into much detail, but the amount of the fine is 867 reais, or reals, and 70 centavos. That's not much as these things go. In fact, it's criticized by another poster to the group, Jorge Freitas, as being ridiculously small. According to my calculations, with the latest exchange rate, that it's equivalent to $366.12. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports hearing the Dominican Republic, Radio Pueblo in Santo Domingo on 5010. December 13th at 2325, to 2350 UT with what he calls popular music for the end of the year. And also mentioning Christmas and AM stereo on their medium wave frequency 1510. I wonder if they're running CQAM. And of course, that doesn't apply to shortwave. And we must point out that their shortwave frequency 5010 is only reported on the air before midnight UT and probably not on the air reliably. But this is a good time to remind everyone that many Latin American and perhaps African stations may be on the air later than usual for Christmas Eve and or New Year's Eve, a great time to tune around the tropical bands. You may hear something quite unusual. You may even hear stations which reactivate their shortwave transmitter temporarily for the holidays. From Mexico DF, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla reports rather good reception of Raza Merida 6105, December 19th, starting at 2030 UT with tropical music, and even better at 2200 with a sinpo of fours. And he confirms that we're broadcasting in the Maya language, although there's some Spanish words heard mixed in. The ID is something like Yaol Ik, relaying their medium wave 810 frequency. And he also heard, as they had told him they would be doing, a relay of the Mexico City station at group headquarters XCNK 620. That was at 0300 to 0410. Apparently, this is only between 01 and 0500 UT instead of running all night as originally planned. But they sign on at 1100, relaying the Maya station. When I check around 1400 UT, all I hear is a heterodyne at best. It's slightly off frequency around 6104.8. However, I was able to confirm XEXQ in San Luis Potosí, still on the air, although very, very weak, 6045, December 22nd at 1500, with traces of classical music and Spanish announcements. Radio México Internacional is back. Or rather, someone has started a webcasting station using the same name as the former external service operated by the Mexican government. But this is a ham, XE1A, who's doing it privately. You can read more about it and reach the stream if it's working at rmi.es.mn. José Antonio Martínez Sánchez is the person behind it, and he's hoping people will contribute programming. This was in the Captaciones Onda Corta group, even though it's not on shortwave, via José Bueno. And another fragmented BBC World Service transmission inadvertently making it well to North America. 1 hour only at 23 UT on 9570, which I happen to hear toward the end of the hour during the World Today. Coming in quite well, it's transmitted from Thailand toward North Korea, but carrying on quite well much further to North America, at least on a good day. Radio France International could be closing down its Chinese service, according to some posts noted by Kai Ludwig in Germany. Petition campaigns have now been launched to save Radio France International broadcasts not only in German and Russian, but also in Chinese. Another item, via KimAndrewElliott.com, according to Sergei S., Radio France International in Russian will be abandoning shortwave for internet and cell phone platforms. Last December, it voluntarily gave up its AM frequency in Moscow. The last day of shortwave will be January 31st. Peter Fegler in Germany on bclnews.it says Radio 700 from Germany will have a special Christmas broadcast December 25th from 08 to 11 UT on 6005 with 100 kilowatts via transmitter in Germany. Deutsche Welle plans some changes effective January 1st concerning English at 20 to 21 UT. The Wolverton transmitter on 9545 changes to 9690. At 15275 changes site from the UAE to Portugal. Now, I think once it's broadcasting via Portugal, it should be better audible in North America off the back of the beam. and it will then be the same as is used 1 hour earlier for the half hour at 1900. Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam tells us that Radio Prague has posted details of its 2009 QSL cards. There will be 8 of them in the series portraying different Czech locomotives, and you can already see them on their website, www.radio.cz. From Media Network, via Mike Cherry, old Dutch rocker Eric van Villigen, who runs the mighty KBC Radio, has hired a 100-kilowatt transmitter in Lithuania to blast 1960s rock and roll all over Europe on Christmas and Boxing Day. That's 9770 kilohertz, both days between 1000 and 1530, with several different programs, in addition to the regular one-hour broadcast on 6055 with Wolfman Jack at 2130. I believe I mentioned last week that Romania was missing from its recent new frequency 11970 for English at 13 hours, but that was just an anomaly. I've since heard them back on that frequency until 1400, and they must still be colliding with WYFR before 1345. Some other frequency changes at Radio Romania International at 0630 to 0700, 15560 replaces 15135. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says that's to avoid colliding with China Radio International. I, however, hear the 0630 broadcast quite well on 7180. Radio Tirana, Albania, made some frequency and antenna changes on December 22nd. Concerning English broadcasts, at 1945 to 2000, 7465 has changed from a non-directional antenna to one at 300 degrees. Noel Green in England says that's quite an improvement. Of special interest in North America are frequency changes from 9345, which is really too high in our afternoons and evenings. The Albanian broadcast at 2130 to 2300 has moved to 7435. And then Albanian at midnight to 0130, followed by English at 0130 to 145, have moved to 7425. We're especially interested in reports on how well 7435 and 7425 are making it to North America. Following the death of the president of Guinea, Lansana Conte, on December 23rd, it wasn't entirely clear who was in control of the country. There may have been a military coup d'etat, and that, of course, leads shortwave listeners to check the only active frequency from Guinea, 7125, at least during the early morning and evening hours. Chris Greenway has been visiting Kenya and monitoring the complex shortwave situation in Eritrea and Ethiopia. He says Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea was currently on 7220, perhaps replacing 7100 as of December 17th and 18th. That's in the British DX Club. We also hear from him directly. Reported lately has been an unidentified Ethiopian station not parallel to the other channels on 6090. Chris was hearing that until 0600, also at 09 to 11, and another transmission starting at 14 UT. Jari Savolainen says it's also been audible here in Finland for some time, thanks to audio clips from Ilpo Parvainen and Manu Ritola. It's probably operated by the Amhara Mass Media Agency in Ethiopia, as they announce the AMMA email address. Then on December 23rd, Chris Greenway tells us, an Amharic speaker translated the announcement on 6090. It's from the Amhara Regional State Radio. The schedule announced times in UT, 03 to 06, 9 to 11, and 14 to 17, and the times have been confirmed. Besides 6090, it announces two other frequencies, which have not been heard, 7264 and 9740. 6090 is not in parallel with Amhara State Radio on medium wave 801. Jari Savolainen says the ID on 6090 sounds like Amhara Kilil Radio. Radio Ethiopia is being widely reported on 7110. Ed Tilbury on Sanibel Island, Florida, says he's hearing it regularly in the evenings, starting at 0300 UT in Amharic. Although on one occasion, they did not appear till 0345. It's also heard in the afternoons and evenings, starting around 2000 until sign-off at 2100. DX Mix News in Bulgaria reports some changes in Radio Horio Ogadenia, one of the many clandestines for Ethiopia, but this one's in the Somali language. Starting December 10th, transmissions via Samara, Russia, which are organized by TDP, on new 9485 and 11720 at 17 to 1730 on Wednesdays and Fridays only. They've canceled the Tuesday and Saturday 14 UT broadcast on 21585. This is the 1440th World of Radio. Check our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard, who sent a generous check in the mail, as he does at each solstice, to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. And thanks also to some other contributors we'll be mentioning in weeks to come. Last week, I was wondering if anyone in Europe could still hear at least the carrier from Syria on 9330. And then it was reported from Brazil by Marcelo Silveira Filho in the Paraná DX Club in English at 21:33, December 18th. Then on the 19th, Chris Janssen in Belgium told us Damascus is definitely on the air in German at 18 UT on 9330. Unfortunately, the carrier is there, but no modulation. So as usual, he advises us to listen via satellite or internet, which we can certainly do, one or the other perhaps. But here on World of Radio, we're always interested in what's really happening on shortwave in particular. And Chris followed up at 1940 UT. That would be during the French broadcast. The transmitter on 9330 went off the air again, so it's quite irregular. And I might add, irrelevant if it's lacking in modulation. Another anomaly from Syria is their medium wave transmitter, which for quite a while was 1 kilohertz off frequency, 782 kilohertz. However, in the medium wave DX Yahoo group, Sylvain No in Quebec reported hearing Arabic on 783 at 0223 UT December 21st. According to the direction it was coming from, he was pretty sure it was Syria rather than Mauritania, which is also on 783. Roca Cotroneo in Brazil confirmed that Syria was strong and easy in Bahia at local sunset back on 783.0. Actually, 0.003 is measured by Silvano. The classical music station in the Republic of Georgia was apparently disrupted during the troubles they were having there a few months ago. But Kevin Kelly, a public radio fan, and I are hearing them again with their webcasts of classical music. Go to the site www.radiomuza.ge. Following up last week's news about BBC resuming shortwave to Kyrgyzstan of necessity, an AP story appeared, thanks to Kevin Redding for passing it on in ABDX. The BBC has resumed local language broadcasts in Kyrgyzstan 2 weeks after having its programming pulled off the air over an alleged breach of contractual obligations. More about this from KimAndrewElliott.com. From another AP story, the thing they were obligated to do was to install 4 relay stations across the country, but only 2 had been built, and they were near the border with Uzbekistan, where the BBC is banned from operating. Government critics accuse Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan of coordinating efforts to clamp down on independent media. What about Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty? They're still banned from broadcasting within Kyrgyzstan, but as we reported, they are back on shortwave. On December 18th, after 1400, I was hearing two signals just above 6.2 megahertz. Harold Camping, it had to be him, unmistakable on 6225 in English, and something else much weaker on 6260. Both of these are relays of religious broadcasts via Uzbekistan, which is not exactly a Christian-friendly country. There are broadcasts from Family Radio and CVC International for South Asia. I imagine that the Uzbeks figure the ordinary listener will never know it's coming from Uzbekistan, as there are no local site announcements. Furthermore, being a landlocked country, Uzbekistan has no respect for the marine band above 6200, at least so long as the Christians can get blamed for the intrusion. Al-Muik in Afghanistan reports monitoring voice of Tajik on 7245, December 8th at 0945, when they're supposed to have an English program. Harry says it was only continuous pop music with one English announcement at 0951, and at 1000 into the Tajik language with a Soviet-style national anthem. Walt Salmaniev wonders whatever happened to the planned major expansion of Tajik's external broadcasts, which were supposed to add a number of other frequencies and extensive English broadcasts. Well, at least their domestic service relay on shortwave is being heard on the recent new frequency 4765. Not only there, but on the third harmonic, which happens to fall within the 20-meter handband 14295, actually a bit above that since it's slightly off frequency, according to several reports in BCDX, but Wolfgang says it's a very tiny signal. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835, and he'll sign off at 1600 UT December 21st, and it was in English. He says it was weak and not often heard above a threshold level, and it was parallel to some other All India Radio frequencies. Martin Groot in Netherlands reports on Lao National Radio 7145, December 16th, at 1353. He believes he heard an English ID, the best he had heard it so far. And instead of signing off at 1400, it was still on until 1424, although back into the Lao language. Another far out-of-band frequency for Firedrake jamming from China, 8400, Roberto Landolfo in São Paulo. Heard it in the Paraná DX Club at 2338 UT. And I also heard them at 1410. No doubt that's because Sound of Hope had jumped to that frequency in the middle of the 8 megahertz band. Guangxi FBS in Nanning, China, has Vietnamese broadcasts, despite the fact that China Radio International does external services in Vietnamese as well. Al-Muik in Afghanistan was hearing this at midnight 1 UT on 5050. And I happen to hear their other frequency, 9820, also with IDs in Chinese and Vietnamese at midnight UT in the absence of Cuba. On December 23rd, Radio New Zealand International has registered an interesting new frequency for their DRM service, 19,000 kilohertz. But for only 1 hour, 01 to 02 UT, through the end of the B08 season. I suppose it may be experimental, perhaps on the air occasionally, instead of 17675. At least way up there in that very little used broadcast band, they cannot do any damage to analog stations. Here's part of a Christmas message by David Rickwish in New Zealand DX Times. I read that Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation had no chairs for its studios and program office, and three local furniture shops in Honiara donated 12 chairs so staff could actually sit down to do their work. How little do we, as listeners, sitting in our comfortable DX dens, surrounded by high-priced technical gear, wired into computers and software that can monitor the entire AM dial at once, how much do we really know about the stations we hear? How courteous are we as listeners? While sending our DX reports to SIBC, have we ever considered they didn't even have chairs to sit on there? In the ODXA group, Greg Schumann Toronto reported a new radio station there, CINA on 1650, actually in Mississauga. He heard them testing with South Asian music and IDs with phone number. They pronounced the call as Sina Radio. Also reported by Mike Brooker in IRCA, who points out that both Montreal and Toronto have three X-band stations on the same frequencies now, 1610, 1650, and 1690. And on 1650, not to be confused with Radio Shalom in Montreal. The decrepit Sackville transmitter reserved for its lowest priority service, CBC Northern Quebec, on 9625, has been out of whack again on two different occasions this week. I've heard it putting out extremely overmodulated and distorted signals between 9635 and 9650 instead of 9625. Via Fred Waterer, Roy Forbes of CKUA reports he'll be doing yet another Snap, Crackle, and Pop special early New Year's Day on CBC Radio 1, playing nothing but vinyl between 6 and 8:30 a.m. local time. In Playdx, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports that KNR in Greenland 3815 has finally shifted its evening transmission 1 UT hour later, long after the DST shift when we were expecting it, heard December 16th and 17th until sign-off at 2214. It's on upper sideband with CW interference. WWCR has updated its program schedule. Among other things, I see that Rock the Universe is now scheduled as follows for 1 hour, or is it 55 minutes? Saturday at 1300 on 7490. Sunday at 0905 on 3215, Monday at 0800 on 3215, and Thursday at 2100 on 15825. That medium wave DX test on 1240 from Wound Socket, Rhode Island, I mentioned last week, was a no-show. A lot of people tried for it, but we finally found out that because of some confusion about the date, it did not appear. They're going to reschedule it, perhaps right away or perhaps in January. At Northeast Radio Watch, Scott Feibusch reports public radio listeners in northern and eastern Maine are about to lose service if MPBN follows through on a threat to close transmitter sites in Calais and Fort Kent to help balance a budget. They also plan to reduce their television service. Lee Robarts in Moscow, Idaho, says the Prometheus Radio Project has put up a new page on their website about HD radio, especially the proposed tenfold power increase for digital sidebands that will likely have a severe impact on lower-powered community stations, such as our affiliate there, KRFP. And the webpage explains what IBOC is all about. The deadline for reply comments is Monday, January 12th. Go to PrometheusRadio.org. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 23rd, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3, January 1st, 2nd, and 18th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 68 December 25th to a peak of 70 December 28th to January 5th and back down to 68 by January 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1440.